so glad you could join me and Tiddles for some music on the patio. Are Here Again, sang Jack Payne with his orchestra in March of 1930, a song I'm sure we all sang along to there. Next on our gramophone is this one.
The dancing shows, you've seen how the rumba goes. What rhythm, fascinating rhythm. Havana brings news to you. They've just introduced a new sensation, a dancing creation. They call him Cuban Pete. He's the king of the rumba beat. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick chicky bum, chick chicky bum. Yes sir, he's Cuban Pete. He's the craze of his native street. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick-chicky-bum, chick-chicky-bum. The senoritas, they sing, and how they swing with this rumbero. He's very nice, so full of spice.
And to the me too they bring a happy ring, never a care on, singing a song all the day long.
Hey, hey, for Cuban Pete, he's the king of the rumba beat. When he plays the maracas, he goes chick, chicky bum, chick, chicky bum.
Fair Hotel, London, in the summer of 1936. Harry Roy was our second band leader today, who took on the vocals as well as directing his orchestra. However, this time he had help in the shape of Billy Curry on Cuban Pete. Billy was Harry Roy's timpani player and vocalist throughout the 1930s and acted as compere when needed. And when the Second World War started, he enlisted and saw active service in Italy.
Swallow, I'd follow your silvery light. Stars over Devon, high in the blue. Someone in Devon is waiting and wondering if I've been true. I was the rover who yearned for the billowy sea. But I'll be in heaven when Devon is smiling again at me. Stars over Devon, why did I roam? Oh, won't you please keep on shining and tell her I'm pining for home, sweet home. Thank you.
written by Henry Hall and arranged by Ben Frankel. That was Stars Over Devon, which the BBC Dance Orchestra, under the directorship of Henry Hall, committed to Shellac in London on the 7th of October 1935. Personally, I think it's still the nicest version of that song. And Next is a recording made by a band claiming to be a different band. The Savannah Players, according to the label, but it was actually the Blue Liars, who were really, really the Ambrose Orchestra. I know, confusing is only one word for it. I know, Tiddles, that's just what we all said. Now let's play the 78 next, as Master Tiddles has decided to come and join us. It's Jack White and his Collegians, with Tony Morris and Norma Clark on vocals. Thank you.
Chatterbox, 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 talking all day long. Chatterbox, 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 like an endless song. Your voice could rival the sweetest of birds, but you keep using the wrong little words.
Chatterbox, 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 give your heart a chance. Chatterbox, 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 speaking of romance. How about saying I love you, I do? I never knew a chatterbox like you.
You talk a mile a minute, but there's nothing in it, it's much too much. All your conversation is a recitation on life and such. If I wanted knowledge, I would go to college, my chickadee. Won't you stop your chattering and say you love me?
Chatterbox, 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 give your heart a chance. Chatterbox, 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 speaking of romance.
How about saying I love you, I do? I never knew a chatterbox like you.
Music composed by Walter Donaldson and the lyric by Johnny Mercer, that was Cuckoo in the Clock, a song first recorded in 1939 by Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. The version we just heard was probably the first British recording of it, and it was made by Jay Wilbur and his orchestra in March of 1939 for the impressive looking Rex label. Jack Cooper was doing a fine job on vocals there. Now let's hear from a band led by Phil Cardew. It's the Bandwagoners.
Oh, soul in Paris, and we felt very blue about it. So we took a little stroll in Paris, just to see what we could do about it. Then on the avenue, we spied a maid of charm. And then before we said boo, she took us by the arm. We tried a sherry or two, then again we had two or three. And then we got so merry we knew we felt like a ship on the sea. The building started swaying, the table started heaving. Mademoiselle was saying, and you, monsieur, I'm leaving. The night had been so full of laughter, we really did feel flabbergasted when we awoke the morning after in Paris and faster.
Cardew was an arranger, clarinetist and saxophone player with several bands in the 1920s and 30s. However, it's with the band we've just heard that he became famous. They were the Bandwagoners, and they were the group who backed Arthur Askey and Richard Murdoch's wartime classic radio show Bandwagon, hence the group's name. And now our first instrumental is next. I have to confess that this has been a personal favourite of mine since childhood.
Thank you.
Eddie Carroll and his music, and his 1938 recording of the wonderful Song of the Volga Boatman. As I said before we played the recording, it's a piece of my childhood with happy, very happy memories attached. How about you? Which songs do you have that immediately transport you back to a happy place in childhood? Let me know. I'd be interested to hear. And his orchestra with Anything Goes from 1935. The singers went under the name of the Radio 3 and were, as you heard, a close harmony group whose members were Joy Worth, Kay Cavendish and Anne Caring. Along with Lou Stone, they also recorded with Jay Wilbur and Geraldo. Now Harry Roy and Billy Curry are making a comeback, and this time it is to make a statement. They can't take that away from me. Really? Knowing this government, they'll have a damn good try, though.
Thank you.
sip your tea. The memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams, no, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, till I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
The girl in the Alice blue gown, my heart goes completely when she smiles so sweetly. The girl in the Alice blue gown, a lady of quality, gracious and sweet. If fate is kind to me, one day we'll meet. And maybe I'll talk with, and maybe I'll walk with, the girl in the Alice blue gown.
Jack White and his Collegians Again, and the tale of the girl in the Alice Blue Gown, as told by Toni Morris when they made the recording in 1938. They actually recorded it at the Astoria Ballrooms in London. The London Astoria was located at 157 Charing Cross Road. It's quite close to the cross section there with the Oxford Street, and it was a prominent music venue from 1976 until 2009. It was originally a warehouse, then a cinema and a ballroom, before being converted into a theatre. I saw many bands there myself, in the 80s and 90s.
May bring love story to you.
Well, not really. It was the Ambrose Orchestra again, recording under the Blue Liars name. Sam Brown was definitely the singer, though, and he was telling us love is the sweetest thing. Now, time for Roy Fox and his orchestra, I think.
Girl acts demure, and the boy feels proud and sure, and impulsively suggests a rendezvous. That's because it's the natural thing to do. But the girl won't agree, though he begs on bended knee. Then she runs away and knows that he'll pursue. That's because it's the natural thing to do. Then the boy in despair waves his arms, tears his hair, stamps his feet, acts like mad. That's because he's got it bad. Then the girl ought to fall, if she's got a heart at all. She should take him in her arms and kiss him too. And you know that's the natural thing to do.
Dennis was born in the city of Derby in England in 1913. His real name was Ronald Dennis Pounting, which years later he changed to his stage name of Denny Dennis. He was a hugely popular star in the 1930s and right through to the 1950s, in fact. Now, let's put on a record by Jay Wilbur, shall we? And yeah, let's have this one. I'm so glad you approve, Master Tiddles.
Music upon her brain. Every night and every day she sings the same refrain. There's not a doubt she's heard it somewhere, going around to shows. Words that are four, I'll swear not more, and this is how it goes. Diddy-um-bum-bum, diddy-um-bum-bum, all day long. Diddy-um-bum-bum, diddy-um-bum, all day. I ask her why she wants to worry me. I ask her why she wants to flurry me. with Didium Bum Bum, Didium Bum Bum. It's so wrong, Didium Bum Bum, I'll go gray. I'm raving, I'm craving, she'll stop that song. Didium Bum 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 Bay.
Wonderfully named Claude Bampton and his Bandits gave us an untitled track there. It was made in 1936 and sadly Decca rejected it. No idea why, I think it was great, but it actually is called Untitled Composition. So perhaps they didn't hold out great hopes for it in the first place. And let's have this now from Fred Eliziada.
After the sun's kissed the world goodbye in my hometown. Little gray clouds float in the sky, little cool breezes seem to sigh. After the sun's kissed the world goodbye in my hometown. Since childhood days I've been a roamer, roaming up and down. Now I'm a sweet homer, heading for my own hometown. All together again, my love and I, together beneath the moon on high. After the sun's kissed the world goodbye in my hometown. Thank you.
From a band leader I probably don't play enough, that was Fred Lizziardi and his Rhythm Musicians. Fred Lizziardi was a Spanish-Filipino classical and jazz pianist, composer, conductor and band leader. He had a huge influence in the British dance band era, and that record was After the Sun Kissed the World Goodbye, and it featured Al Boley on both guitar and on vocals. It was made in 1929. For our final record of the hour, well, let's have a couple of Jacks, shall we? We usually have some Jacks in the programme. Let's have Jack Harris and singer Jack Cooper. And why not, says I.
Myself goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I'm gonna get my wings and fly up high, up high. You went and broke my heart in two. Yes, you, yes, you. And when I'm gone, you'll be so blue. 'Cause who you gonna double cross, you rascal, you? You kinda think that you'll get by, but by and by, you're gonna break right down and cry. You'll cry and cry. A good man's mighty hard to find. Better hurry up and change your mind before I hold me close, say farewell, and kiss myself goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
I'm so glad that you could join us for some music on the patio. Shall we do it again next week? Oh, I do hope so. Don't you, Tiddles?
Julie sways, so light, so free, her darling Tiddles by her knee.
The patio hums as the sun dips low, record spinning, taking it slow.
A song so sweet, a tune so fine, Tiddles purrs, it feels divine.
The notes drift up in the evening breeze, dancing hearts beneath the trees. Oh,
Julie and Tiddles so carefree, lost in the songs of memory. With the stars as the day fades away,
dance through the tunes of yesterday.
Golden light falls on her smile, the music lingers for a while. Tiddles twirls round her swaying feet, evening sun with the perfect beat. The patio glows a twilight hue, tender fill the view. Records crackle soft and bright, music blooms into
Soft paws tap a gentle cheer.
Julie hums, the world feels near.
Swing and sway till the stars align. Tiddles and Julie, a moment divine.